Palestinians in the Gaza Strip suffer more death and destruction as Israeli warplanes keep pounding the besieged coastal strip. A four-story shopping centre in southern town of Rafah is the latest target of the Israeli attacks. Palestinian media say the strike left multiple injuries and completely destroyed the building. Hours earlier, two Israeli missiles hit a 12-story apartment tower in central Gaza, leaving 17 people injured. Four children are among the wounded. Early on Saturday, five Palestinian children lost their lives when Israeli forces bombed different sites across Gaza. Nearly 90 people have been killed since Israel resumed the airstrikes on Tuesday. Saturday's attacks pushed the overall death toll to more than 2,100. 567 children are among the dead. Over 10,600 Gazans have also been injured since July 8th. While Gaza tragedies never seem to end, our correspondent Hala Safari has visited a family who lost their only child after more than two decades of fertility treatment. Today marks the day Mahmoud was to celebrate his 8th birthday.
August 23rd marks his 8th birthday. He's not here anymore. He was killed in cold blood after Israeli F-16 warplane demolished his uncle's house while he was playing with his cousins there. No prior warning was given to the family to evacuate. After 22 years of waiting and IVF treatment to finally become parents, Mahmoud was born. He was the only son, and now he left his parents alone mourning his loss. The norm around the world is that children bury their old parents, but in Gaza, parents bury their young children.
We were sitting in this room. The F-16 hit my brother's house next to my house without any warning. I started shouting and calling on my son. He was at his uncle's. My wife's foot was injured. I ran to my brother's house and found my only child dead. My young nephew's body was in pieces everywhere. Shrapnel was in my son's head. He was killed right away. I waited to be a father for 22 years, and now he is gone, and even our house was destroyed. But we will never give up, even if we are all killed. Arabs have put their hands in the hands of Israel and left us to be killed.
With eyes full of tears, Mahmoud's mother told us how one Israeli airstrike was enough to change and destroy their life that was revolved around their only son Mahmoud. An 8-year-old boy was accused of nothing but being a Palestinian living in Gaza. This was enough to get him killed and for an entire house to be demolished over his fragile body.
I have waited for 22 years to have him in my arms. Today is his 8th birthday. He used to tell me he wants a cake and a bike for his birthday. I lost him within seconds, within minutes. The room he was in at his uncle's house is still full of Mahmoud's innocent blood. Every day a wife is widowed and a mom loses her child. The land is irrigated with blood rather than water. Our blood is cheap to Arabs and Israelis.
Mahmoud was not able to make his birthday wishes or blow out the candles of his birthday. His dreams were too small, yet too impossible. Israel destroyed thousands of houses. With each house, an entire family was destroyed or torn apart. Hundreds of children lost their parents, and hundreds of parents lost the apple of their eyes. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.
Let's hear the latest situation from our correspondent on the ground, Hisham Mahana. Hisham, over to you. How are the Palestinians coping?
The people in Gaza are living a very, very exciting night as the Israeli airstrikes destroyed a 12-story building earlier in this evening, resulted in the displacement of more than 45 families now. And some of the families who fled from their houses in the crisis areas, or their houses were targeted in different areas than that tower, came to stay with their relatives and still and friends in that hour. And they are displaced for the second time now. In one-time war, so you can imagine the devastation these people are suffering. Also, two towers are were warned in the same area, like right across the destroyed tower, and their families living there in those buildings evacuated now, and they are paying an eye of an attention to their houses, to their apartments, to the very houses they spent most of their lives saving in order to buy them and keep their family safe inside. So you can also now imagine how these people are coping with this tragedy. They are about to lose their homes and see that in front of their eyes. Seems to be that this is a new strategy that Israel has been using in order to put more pressures on the Palestinian people in order to turn them against the resistance, as the same as they have been targeting several houses beside the collective punishment policy that they have been trying to pursue for the last 8 years now via the blockade imposed over the Gaza Strip. We can still hear the F-16s and the drones hovering over the sky. So if there are no attacks or raids, there are still the sound of the of the hovering of the F-16s is still in the air, and it's unbearable. It's very, very frightening, at least for the children who are trying to sleep or catch a few hours of sleep at night. Like you saw in the story of Mahmoud al-Majdalawi, who lost his life, and he's the only child of his family, many children were killed in the same barbaric way and more even different ways. Some of them were assassinated in the crisis areas in the south of Gaza Strip, in Khuzaa, and the north of Beit Hanun. An hour ago or less, Rafah, south of Rafah, another raid took place over a house. Six casualties resulted from that. Sorry for incident. President Mahmoud Abbas actually showed up in an exclusive interview for an Egyptian TV. He has been telling what was going on, and he said that he has a surprise telling about it this week about the conflict going on for the last month.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Impressive session on Mahan now, correspondent reporting from Gaza. Thanks to Hisham.